Let's see, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I can count the houses. There's these 6, 7. And we've been good enough. We're getting where I'm counting. I'll start back down here. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. If I say 25 houses, not know how many to live in here. Mm-hmm. All scattered over the place, you know, about 25 houses.
Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead.
Is this a very old town?
It's been here a long, long time. Mm-hmm. It was way before the Civil War. My grandfather, when the Civil War come up, He had a pot of gold, they said, and great-grandfather I'm talking about.
Yes, ma'am.
And he went west of the house with that pot of gold and buried it, and nobody's never knowed what went with that money.
Oh.
And I knowed some of the slaver niggers, his old slaver niggers, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
And they've told me about that money, too. Mm. And, of course, they've been dead. They'd be well over 150 years old, the sales.
Yes, ma'am.
They said, oh, this has been here a long time. It was way before the war. It's an old place. Jefferson East.
Rick, how much money you buried?
Well, they didn't know. It said a pot of gold. Now, I wouldn't know how much that pot had in it. I'd have left to found it.
Yeah.
I tell you, his folks could have used it all right. He yeah. had children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren could have used it.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh. And and they married into the lots. A lot of did, and they owned land across the creek.
Yes, ma'am.
And what we called across the creek over there.
What
and
creek is that?
Petticoat Cow. Okay.
What kind of name is that?
It's the Indian.
Oh. Had a lot of Indians around here earlier?
Earlier they did. They said there used to be a lot of Indians here.
Yes, ma'am.
And of course that's for my days. I don't know.
Yes, ma'am.
All I know is what I've heard them say.
Right.
And the Becks lived on that side and the lots. I mean on this side and the lots all over there. And my grandpa, that was my grandpa too. He was a very wealthy man. He had a world of niggers, and well, my grandpa did too. And that's what's ranked the world is in niggers business.
Yes, ma'am.
I realize it now. And I've seen a lot of them old slavery niggers.
Yes, ma'am.
And seen some of grandpa's slavery niggers, and also some of grandpa's slavery niggers.
Yes, ma'am.
And one of them lived right out here close to me one time until she died right out here, an old slavery nigger.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. As good old things they were. Was my grandmother's maid. They gave it to her for a maid when she married.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, wasn't that something, giving a nigger away for a maid?
I hadn't heard people doing that before.
Well, her daddy gave it to her when she married for a maid.
Hmm.
And she just loved my grandmother just exactly like she was her own mother, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
She was just a small girl, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
And she stayed, and